It's the family and Jess for breakfast. We're live online and on the app, and the gang at Don College have been busy this past week holding auditions for their production of Mary Poppins. Dana Dennison is the director. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lee. How are you going?
Well, thank you. Day three of auditions. You've had people rocking up, showing their wares, and you need to make the tough decision to come up with a cast by Friday, yeah?
Oh, look, Lee, they're making it really difficult for us because as always, you know, we might live in a regionally isolated area, but that certainly under no, with no means does that mean that we're lacking any talent, I can tell you. Yep, the performing arts is definitely thriving on the Northwest.
Stars are born in this neck of the woods. So we spoke to you a few months ago when you announced the fact that you were doing Mary Poppins. That's exciting in its own right.
It certainly is, and Darren, my co-director, and Danielle, our musical director, and Alex, our choreographer, we've been busy over the holidays putting together some little tricks that we're sort of throwing at the students as they've been coming in. So we started off on Monday, and we had a fair few, mainly Year 11s, actually, new, fresh Year 11s straight out of Grade 10. So they, you know, it must be so intimidating, and as I keep saying to them when they walk in the door, you know, we've been here, we know what it's like. So we try really hard to make them feel as comfortable as they can under the circumstances. And it's really nice because a couple of them at the end of the audition said to us on Monday, oh, that wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be.
So
that's really cute.
You've been holding 15-minute audition slots for the last 2 days. Today's your last one. Are you casting for particular characters on each day?
No. So it's just because it's also running coinciding with our course confirmation and enrolment at Don, where the rest of the staff are flat out working with those sorts of major jobs with timetabling ahead of the start for next week. So Darren, Danielle and I and Alex, we've been down in the drum room. So we didn't audition yesterday because of the public holiday. So we did Monday, we've got today and half of tomorrow. And so it's just a matter of when it suits the students. So it's really good they've been able to book in through an app and sort of coincide it with their confirmation of enrolment. And so, yeah, we're really excited because, you know, it's always nerve-wracking with a big show before you find that first potential, you know, one of the lead characters like Bert or Mary or George or the children, like they all play really big roles in this show. And, straight up on Monday we're like, wow, you know, we're not going to be struggling to find people. We're going to be, you know, quite overwhelmed with choice. So, yeah, it's going to be some tough decisions on Friday morning before we announce the cast on the Facebook page at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon.
That's so good. And that's what you've been doing over the last couple of years. You've been doing your big announcements via Facebook. So what page do we need to follow to find out who the cast will be of Mary Poppins?
Yeah, please come and join us. So the Facebook page is Don College Presents Mary Poppins 2021. So we've already got lots and lots of community members following it, which is fantastic. And the students who have enrolled in the show, they're following it and they're sharing our page announcements here and there. So it's just a really effective way for us to be able to communicate with our broader community, which are always so supportive of our Don productions that have such a long-standing tradition.
And, of course, have you locked in any dates?
Yes, we do. So we're all on in June. So at the moment, sort of we're finishing on the 26th of June. So the staff at the Parramatta Arts Centre have been amazing because, as you would be more than aware, it's always a little bit up in the air still at the moment. And our friends from the Devonport Choral are certainly in the same boat with regards to locking down show numbers according to whatever the capacity of our audiences will be by then. So there will certainly be as much opportunities as we can possibly squeeze into the 2 weeks that we've booked into the theatre to get as many people to see our show, regardless of what those you know, requirements might be by then. So there might be less shows with fuller audiences or more shows with less audiences. It just sort of depends on how we go. So, you know, we're flexible and adaptable. We'll just have to go with it.
Well, we'll touch base with you closer to the date and, of course, break a leg, as they say.
Oh, thanks, Lee. Look at how well we're training you. You're up with the lingo. This is fabulous.
Oh, chookers. Look, I'm there. Good on you, Dana.
Thank you.
Chat soon. Bye.